hurry up and looked at the schedule, one, just to see what type of travel that I was going to have for the season, and then just seeing what upcoming games that I had and look forward to. And, you know, first was the Monday night game, and then very shortly was this game, you know, coming up, seeing the new stadium, and coming back to Minnesota. So, you know, their first game against the Pack, man, I got on my Instagram, and, you know, I was a little excited for it, and, you know, felt the energy from my own house. So I know it's going to be loud. I know it's going to be fun to be back and see these boys remain undefeated.
Thanks, Dave. We'll go to Chris Thomason, followed by Ben Gessling with ESPN.com.
Hey, Randy, how do you feel about the job that Sam Bradford has done, you know, stepping in after being acquired? And you think that as he gets better, that'll help open things up for the running game, you know, as the passing game improves?
Well, I really think that a lot weighs on the offensive line and Sam Bradford's shoulders. You know, one, being able to stay gelling and keeping the chemistry that they have going right now, the momentum, you know, because the defense is playing some pretty good ball right now. And, you know, and then also being able to keep some type of chemistry and relationship between him and, you know, Stephon Diggs and Kyle Rudolph. So I think just a lot weighing on those on Sam Bradford's shoulders, and also the offensive line, not trying to put no pressure on anyone, but, you know, just looking at the, you know, season thus far and what they've done, you know, I think it was a smart move by the Vikings. A lot of people, you know, had a question mark of why bringing Sam Bradford there, but, you know, it is still early. And, I mean, I like what I'm seeing, you know, coming out of Minnesota. And if they're able to open up the running game, you know, I think the receivers will be able to, you know, get some chunks and some big chunks.
Thanks, Chris. We'll go to Ben Gessling, followed by Michael Rand with the Star Tribune.
Hey, Randy, with Laquon Treadwell kind of getting used to things as a rookie receiver here, what is the biggest thing he has to show to kind of earn the coaching staff's trust as a rookie receiver?
I think for a rookie receiver now is just getting better each week, you know, going out each day, you know, and showing the coaches that you can, you know, adapt and fit in to whatever they're coaching or whatever they're trying to teach. You know, Norv Turner, you know, is a great coach. He's a great offensive-minded coach. He's, you know, been, you know, through a lot of football games. So I think that a receiver, you know, big like Laquon, you know, understanding that he's young and, you know, what comes with the youth. A lot of youth comes, being young comes with a lot of mistakes. So I think that, you know, Stephon Diggs is young. You know, they got a pretty young receiving core, but I think the wide receiver coach, Stu, there, you know, to be able to just groom those guys and continue to grow. So I think for Treadwell to be able to get on the field and be a help and contribute, you know, he just got to really show his worth, and that's each and every day. You know, mainly Wednesday and Thursdays. Those are really the toughest days, you know, of the week, because that's what the coaches are counting on. They're counting on you to come in, you know, to learn, you know, whatever game plan is put in, whatever new plays or new wrinkles that they have sprinkled in. You have to be able to adapt and be able to, you know, sometimes hit it on the run. So it's just a learning process that all rookies go through. So he just needs to be able to, like I said, grow each and every day and continue to grow each and every week. And then, you know, hopefully they put him out there and see what he can do.
We'll go to Michael Rand, followed by Jordan Rannan with ESPN.com.
Hey, thanks, Randy. So you were on a handful of really special teams, obviously, with the Vikings in 98 and then the undefeated team in New England. Do you remember when you had a sense for that those teams were good but special, and, you know, just kind of in the context of the Vikings, who look like they maybe have the makings of at least defense in this 3-0 start?
To be honest with you, I think we just grew each and every week, and just being able to look at, you know, the demeanor, you know, of the head coach Zimmer, and just looking at his relationships that he shows on TV, you know, with his players, you know, they don't seem like they're getting a little too ahead of themselves, and he doesn't seem like that type of coach that will let them get too ahead of themselves. So it's just more of not hearing what we say or the media says. It's just being able to, you know, take it one game at a time and not trying to overdo things. You know, like when I was in Minnesota, you know, with the undefeated season, I mean, with the 15-1, of course I was young, and, you know, I don't know how the veterans, you know, like the John Randles and the Randall McDaniels, I don't really know how they took it, but they didn't really show if they were, you know, getting ahead of themselves. We just took it, you know, we practiced hard, you know, we did all the little things, you know, even, you know, eating on Friday. So I think it's just the little things and just understanding what's at stake every week, because now, you know, now you got a target on your head and teams are really coming at you each and every week, you know, like never before. So I think it's a good thing in the position that the Vikings are in right now. I really do. And the reason why, because they have a defense that is really playing. And the good thing about their defense is they're turning the ball over. You know, from an offensive standpoint, you know, you want your defense to be a top-ranked defense, but at the same time, they're turning the ball over. So that's just, you know, extra syrup on top. So I like I said earlier, I like the position that the Vikings are in, and I like that, you know, being able to play complimentary football is really what stands out to me. They're playing some good football right now. Him being able to throw the ball, get them the ball in coverage, but like I said, that three-headed monster, that's hard for defenders, any defense to cover, because now you got to worry about three wide receivers. You haven't even included the tight end, nor have you included the running back in there. So if you got three wide receivers out there making plays, there's sometimes where you can keep one in for extra protection, let those guys work and stuff like that. So it's kind of interesting when you look at the Giants offense. And on the flip side of that, man, when you talk about emotion, I mean, I'm not mad, you know, looking at how young Odell Beckham is, and that's passion, man. I mean, there's other ways that I guess people show it, but, man, he wants to make plays. I mean, he wanted to make plays. I mean, you think about the hype leading up to this game. I mean, I'm sorry, to last week's game against the Redskins. You know, it wasn't just the Redskins against the Giants, man. It was Beckham Norman. You know what I'm saying? That's like that's like some boxing stuff, man. So I understood his frustration. You know, I know he caught some balls. I know he got some yards. But I said it in countdown that man really wants to get up in that end zone. When he gets up in that end zone, that's when he allowed to strut and dance and do all that other stuff. So I understood his frustration, but at the same time, you know, be able to control it and hold it. And then, you know, I'm not saying that's going to be the last time he's going to do it, but like I said, I understand it. That's up to the head coach and the team to be able to go out there and help him, you know, control it. But at the same time, he has to want to do it at the same time. That's something I had to learn later. You know, because I was just football when I came in the league, just football, football, football. So when you know and, you know better, you do better. So that's the biggest. I'll leave you with that.
Thanks, Jordan. We'll go to Mike Wabshaw, followed by Larry Fitzgerald.
Hey, Randy, when it comes to the downfield passing game, there's a lot of different ways different teams do it, but you've been a part of offenses that have done it regularly. So what are some of the common components to having a passing offense that can get the ball down the field effectively?
Well, one thing that you hear a lot of commentators and you hear a lot of analysts say that this doesn't really show up on the stat sheet. And I think like great communication and good offensive line play is very key. You know, because if you're going down the field, most of the time if you're taking play action, you're dropping back. If you're taking a seven-step drop, you're taking a deep drop, and that means that you have to let your guys work downfield, one to either, you know, outrun coverage or get open in the coverage. So offensive line play, I think, is important, and then communication is very important. So, you know, like, for instance, this Monday night, you know, looking at the Giants, you know, I think they're going to maybe throw some different looks, you know, at Sam Bradford, you know, knowing that he's only been there, you know, for a few, weeks. Carolina tried to do the same thing, you know, but on the flip side of that, man, you got their defense being able to play ball. So, you know, the Vikings have to pick and choose, you know, when to go downfield, and at the same time being able to communicate, because I wouldn't be surprised on Monday night if they send, you know, some pressure in there after Bradford and make him get that ball early and, you know, and see what the offense can do.
Thanks, Mike. We'll go to Larry Fitzgerald, followed by Craig Peters with Vikings.com.
Randy, how are you? Look forward to seeing you when you come Monday.
Doing great, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Tell me, this Viking offense in regard to the tight end and Kyle Rudolph and the way he's been utilized, do you see any similarities to the way Bill Belichick utilizes Gronkowski in the offensive scheme of the Patriots?
Well, the thing that as big as Kyle Rudolph is, and the way that tight ends are built now, that, you know, the typical tight end has to be able to block in the run game and being able to get open. Now, how he gets open, that's up to him. Kyle Rudolph is used, you know, I would say in the Vikings offense, not like a Gronkowski, but, you know, Norv had a old school guy like a Novacek, you know, out there running stick routes, you know, running crossing routes and even putting him out wide a little bit. So it's a formula that Norv has, you know, had success with. I wouldn't be surprised if he's been waiting on the opportunity, you know, one, to have a, you know, decent, I'm not saying that, you know, Sam Bradford is a bad quarterback. I think anybody just needs that opportunity. And then also, you know, him being in Philadelphia, getting a new start, you know, I've heard him say, you know, being around the guys embracing him. You know, I think going into a new locker room, you know, that is very important. No matter, you know, how much football you got left in you, I think just being embraced by the guys, I think that just, you know, brings you to a different level. And that's one of the first things I saw with Sam Bradford in the Green Bay game, you know, with the smiles and the fives and all that stuff. So I just think that, you know, Rudolph is very important to the offense because he's able to block. He's able to go out and catch those third down, be that big target that any quarterback needs. But at the same time, you line him up, you see what he did last week. Even though Sam Bradford threw a duck, Fitch, you've seen the ball in the air. It was a duck. You know what I'm saying? But being able to have a big guy like Rudolph, you know, to have the size, like I said, to be able to run those stick routes to the first down marker, but then at the same time go ahead and line him up on the outside. But so, yeah, I would say there are some, you know, Gronkowski similarities as far as their style. But when you look at the way North Turner uses him, I think that's just something that, you know, any, you know, offensive coordinator is a dream as a versatile tight end.
Thanks, Larry. We'll go to Craig Peters, followed by Chad Graff with the Pioneer Press.
Thanks. When Sam first got here, he talked about the way that Stephon Diggs jumped out at him on the film that he watched. So I was curious at what jumps out at you when you watch Stephon.
I think his separation. I think that, you know, a lot of these, you know, young kids are, you know, have taken, you know, of course football is an all year round, you know, type of activity as far as your training and all the above. But I think just what stands out is the separation, man. He has good separation. Definitely that's something he's going to need to continue to keep, because as you get older, you know, you get slower and things like that. So I think just his separation, being able to get open and stuff like that, is really what stands out to me.
Craig, we'll go to Chad Graff.
Randy, you mentioned circling this game on the calendar when it came out. What do you think it'll be like to be on the field and see the new stadium?
I really don't know. You know, I was more of the, to be honest with you, man, my memories that I have been at the Metrodome, you know. So I'm more of an old school guy, you know, closing on 40 years old. I'm excited to, you know, to see the fans. I'm excited to see the new stadium and also to, you know, to hear the horn, to see the Vikings, you know, all that stuff. But, man, all my memories, you know, lies with the old Metrodome. So, like I said, man, I'm excited to see the game. It's a Monday night game, so anytime, you know, coming to a Monday night game is going to be electric. So, you know, this game is going to probably be a little bit more excited than last week's game in New Orleans. So I look forward to it. Like I said, I did circle it on my calendar knowing that I looked at the schedule and then seeing the Bank Stadium opening up. So I'm excited for it.